live.
All right, we will do it live here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget to sign up for the big Commerce Casino Poker Tournament. Texas Hold'em, No Limit Poker Tournament, August 28th. And to do so, to sign up, just email us your first and last name and your email address. You don't have to write an essay about how excited you are. We know you're excited. But it makes it much easier if you just give us your name, first and last name, and email address. All right? And email that to conwayshow at gmail.com. Conwayshow at gmail.com. We'll try to get everybody in on this, but there's only about 500 seats. And we usually have about 2,400 people sign up for it. So not everybody can play. We wish we could, you know, had a big enough room where everybody could get in, but it's impossible to do that. So try to get a ticket, though. Email us. And the sooner you do, the better chance you have of getting that golden ticket, man. Conwayshow at gmail.com. All right, Gina Grant is with us. Before we do the news, I had the first experience that I've had at the station with Gina Grant and Randy Wang over the weekend. I went to a party where both of them attended.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great party. I originally wasn't going to go because I'm not a big guy with the charades and the karaoke. I know you look at me and go, wow, it looks like that's all you're about, but that's not true. And so I wasn't going to go. Then my wife wanted to go, and it was only a couple miles away, and it seemed like, yeah, I got to get out there and do more things, right? So I grabbed my daughter, and I get there around 8 o'clock or so, and it was Carrie Kasem's birthday party at her mother's house. And before we speak to Carrie here about the party, because evidently she's pissed at somebody, I got to tell you, Carrie Kasem's mother is hot.
She is. She's a good-looking woman.
I don't know how old she is. But that woman looks like she's in her 40s.
30s, even.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she's done. But whatever doctor she goes to, or whatever ointment she uses or whatever.
It's working.
Yeah. She should be have her own infomercial. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on with us every other Tuesday and pissed at somebody here is the lovely Carrie Kasem. How you doing, baby?
Hey, what up?
Hey.
Surprised to see you there. Couldn't believe you made it.
Well, I came for the food and stayed for the booze. No, the food was terrific at that party, too.
Yeah, my brother made all of it.
Is that right?
He's a chef, so he made everything.
Yeah, is that nice? Those nice Lebanese sticks or whatever those were.
Yeah, I think it was all the Mexican food. What, I don't know, carne asada?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I know you
I
don't.
Love it. It's my
I know you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, there's nothing for me to eat at my own birthday party. But, you know, what can you do?
I know, she's a vegetarian. Every time she walks through the kitchen, she about pukes watching all these people eat all this meat. Hey, so listen, I had a great time, but evidently you're pissed off at somebody. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, Gina and I practice Lady Marmalade a lot.
Yeah.
And when I say a lot, never. But she promised that we would sing this.
Oh, I see.
She promised me. Promised.
Right.
And so.
And if you make a promise to somebody on their birthday, you usually keep it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here I am. We're all up doing karaoke. Now, Gina did help with charades, which was really, really nice. She got all the one and two. So the teams, you know, for one and two, she kind of like, you know, helped with putting all
the
names.
I helped facilitate.
Jesus Christ.
She really did. But she's sitting there on the couch, and I announce that we've sung Fame on Air, and she's like happy, and I'm looking at her. We're going to go up next. We're going to go, right? So. Couple
Can't
other
wait for
songs.
My rebuttal.
Yeah, a couple people sing, and then I look for Gina Grant.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, Gina, I get on the mic. Gina, hey, you know, he's about to play Lady Marmalade. Are you going to sing this with me? I go outside, I'm looking everywhere, and I finally find Randy Wang. And I said, Randy, where's Gina? And he's, you know, drunk as can be. And
I don't think he was drunk, I think he was high.
Yeah, well, he mumbled, I think she left.
He was on a space cake or something.
Wait
a minute, so he told you that she left?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gina.
So I mean, I told everybody at the party that we were going to sing this duet. And so I had everybody, you know how I facilitate. I made everybody get in one room
right.
to watch. And there
to
I am,
watch you.
Alone, embarrassed.
Right. All right, Gina, why did you disappoint this young lady?
Yeah, Gina, why did you disappoint?
Okay, first, let me say, Carrie, it was a lovely event. If I may just go
through...
How
lovely you had to go.
Yeah, it was a great event. There was gambling for money going on. A free great buffet with the best food I've had in years. And free booze flowing with a margarita machine that even my daughter
machine.
Could use.
Oh, my God, that margarita machine. If I may make a few opening points, that out of the other two people that work on the show in this room, Carrie, who was there at 6:55? That'd
okay,
be me.
Okay, fine. You okay. showed up early. You
okay,
showed
I
up
showed
early.
Up on time because Carrie said
who the
be
hell
there
shows
by 7.
Up before the party begins?
Carrie said be there right. at 7.
Are
I
you
was
catering?
There. I was there at 6:58. I brought her a present. I had a
wow.
dress on. I was like, I was ready to go. Let's see. I facilitated the charades setup. I even got in on the charades. I tried to pull a victory for my team with Anne of Green Gables.
I couldn't believe that. Okay, now that was totally cheating. How did that guy, how did some burly-ass guy come up with Anne of Green Gables?
What is Anne of Green? Is that a book?
No, it was
well,
a
your
book
team,
and a TV show.
Yeah. Carrie, your team was a little sketchy. I'm not going to lie to you. You had
okay.
some shady characters, and we did our best.
Know. I have to let you know that I've ended a friendship over charades, and I'm dead serious.
What?
Oh, yeah. I found somebody cheating, and I'm not kidding. Like, I waited 1 year. 1 year, Tim. To get, it was I against this guy named Jason I've known him my whole life. He beat me last year on my birthday.
Wait, where was your birthday last year?
Same thing. It was the whole same setup.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. So, so he beat me on my birthday. I waited 1 year for this victory, for this, I can't tell you. And I found that my girlfriend thought it would be funny to play a joke and put in a book called My Father, the Paraplegic Ninja.
Yeah, My Father, the Paraplegic Ninja.
There
and
no
we
book.
Couldn't get it for the life
that's
of us.
That's
we couldn't
funny.
Google it. We couldn't find it. She faked it. So now the whole game was a bust.
So Carrie
so
doesn't
three
even,
weeks,
why are you
yeah.
friends with this woman anymore?
Because she cheated. Oh. Now, I am telling you, in 3 weeks, we are going to have another, we're going to have
rematch.
A
rematch.
Oh, get out of
yeah.
here with the karaoke's and the
no,
charades.
No, I'm serious. Dead serious. I'm going to win, and I'm going to win fair and square.
All right.
She doesn't even consider this a real victory.
All right,
so,
please.
So okay, so then I'm outside, I'm having a good time, I'm talking to Tim, I'm talking to Jennifer, everything's good. I hear karaoke inside, so what do? I tell my friend Sarah, hey, let's go inside, because, you know, it's karaoke time, and this is, you know, Carrie's not messing around with this. So we go in, we sit on the couch, I'm leafing through books for like 15 minutes, I sit through Jack Silver, Do Living on a Prayer, or like, excuse me, Like a Prayer.
Started the whole karaoke.
Oh, yeah, he hosted.
Oh, yeah, Bob Moore, the general manager yeah. of the station, and
Brown-eyed,
Jack yeah. Silver were both singing.
Brown-eyed girl.
Yes. Jack yes. Silver, the program
I'm sitting
director.
There, I'm laughing, I'm patient, I'm chilling on the couch, I'm taking it
party.
All in. Yeah, I'm getting ready for it. You sing Fame, it's lovely, you give me a shout-out, I give you a thumbs up, pump a, yeah. you know, a fist in the air a few times. I'm sitting, I'm hanging out. I think, okay, fine, this is going to go on for a while. So, you know, my friend is, I'm going to go out and have a smoke with her, watch her have a cigarette. So we're talking. We can hear all the lively party inside. And then she goes, Gina, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a killjoy, but it's 10:30, and you did promise to have me in Venice at my brother's house by 10.
So you promised. You
I was
promised
like,
to leave
oh
my
God.
Party. My party.
Easy, girls. Easy.
Now, hold on a second, Tim.
Because
hold on a second.
Jesus Christ,
three
man.
3 hours. 3 hours of dedication wasn't enough for Carrie.
You Houdini'd it. You Houdini'd at my party. You didn't even
get
say goodbye.
Oh, baboon. You didn't say goodbye to Carrie?
I tried to find Carrie.
I think I said
lied.
Goodbye.
I
did I say goodbye to you?
I talked to your mother.
Wait a minute.
I said goodbye to everybody in there.
I was pretty buzzed. Did I say goodbye to you?
I don't think you did, Tim.
Yeah, no, you did. You,
oh, I did. Good.
You and Jennifer and Sophie said goodbye.
Yeah,
and
my little daughter was there.
I left
you a bottle of champagne.
You didn't even open my present?
I opened everybody's present, but you know what happened? Everybody's cards got mixed up, so I have a thank you list.
Oh,
and I have a thank
please.
You list of, like,
Carrie,
no, seriously.
That's
I don't
not going to work with me. You know why? Because
oh,
I got...
You wrote it on the bag. You wrote it on the bag.
I got
yes,
really
I got
drunk and found
no.
a Sharpie and wrote you a card
you
on my
it on
bag.
The bag. You said lost the card. You did.
I did.
She did. She said lost okay. the card. Here's the present.
She has all a mind right. like a steel
You're
trap.
You're awesome.
All right. That was yeah. a great party, and as I was leaving, I said to Linda, your very lovely mother, I said, Linda, I said, man, it's so great you put this party together. And she goes, I had nothing to do with it. Carrie did the whole thing.
Well, that's not true. She put the whole party on. She's a fundraiser, political fundraiser, and her life is putting together parties. I didn't have to do one thing. I didn't raise my hand for anything. You think I would have had an entire meal full of meat if I put the party together?
I know. Thank God you didn't put it together. We'd all been sitting around eating tofu with bare feet.
And you know what, Tim? I ended up playing poker till 4 a.m.
You win
4 a.m. Actually, I put in 20. I won, you know, I was out 30.
I should have come back.
I came out 30, yeah.
But you know what? When you're a married couple, there's no reason to really go to a party.
Well, the poker was great.
But if you're married, you know, you go to a party hoping that you hook up with some chick and you leave there with a chick. I mean, that's the ultimate, you know, party.
I guess.
You go there with your wife and it's you know, it's okay. But I mean, you know, the guys who were single there, they were like dressed the nines. I had a shirt that said Hollywood Park on it.
Look, you have a hot wife. She looks good. She had a baby and she still looks good. She's totally in shape.
The baby's great and everything. But I'm just saying that the guys who were single there and, you know, hitting on your friends who are also single, those guys seem to have smiles on their faces.
Yeah, you have some
Maybe
pretty girlfriends.
Maybe you need to drink a little more.
Carrie, yeah. You have some pretty girlfriends and some even prettier guy friends.
Oh, yeah, some of the guys were real pretty. Yeah, yeah, they were.
All right, Babu, we'll see you in about a week or so.
For the rematch.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday, friends.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for inviting us, man.
No problem.
I'd like to go to next year's party as well.
For sure.
Okay. All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, there she goes, Carrie Case. And that was, you know, I normally hate parties. That was a great party.
It was a good party, but she can be a little bit of a party Nazi, huh?
No,
I got bossed around,
man.
Pretty good and then heard about it afterwards.
Yeah.
I love her to death and my God, she looked like a Barbie.
Well, you gotta behave at these parties.
I know. You know? God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's going to take me a while
to get
over.
You gotta lose the ghetto when you get there, dude.
The
you
ghetto?
Know? Well, that's where you live. I mean, you come from downtown LA to Encino. You gotta, you know.
Step it up a notch in the burbs.
There's a difference there, man.
Should have brought her a rooster.
All right, news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom,
Gina Grad.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Because that's my fun day.
Oh,
that's
man.
Just to rub it into Carrie that I didn't sing with her.
I guess it worked. All right, what's going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Oh, well, leading the news tonight, rock musician and 80s icon Bruce Springsteen found himself being interviewed on 60 Minutes recently. Springsteen's new album entitled Magic has just been released and is said to have anti-American undertones.
Get out of here.
I swear to God. When asked about why this was, Bruce said it had to do with the idea of ideals versus reality. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
We're going to find out.
All right, here we go. Bruce Springsteen, everybody.
As I try to chart the distance between American ideals and American reality, that's how my music is laid out. It's like we've reached a point where it seems we're so intent on protecting ourselves that we're willing to destroy the best parts of ourselves to do so.
Like what? Like what, young man? What has been taken from you, dear, that you are now so anti-American?
He's about to lay it out for you.
Oh, good.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that we've seen things happen over the past 6 years that I don't think anybody ever thought they'd ever see in the United States. When people think of the American identity, they don't think of torture.
Like what, sweetheart? What rights have you lost there, darling? Can you spell it out for us?
Think of illegal wiretapping.
Have you been illegally wiretapped, Bruce? Probably not.
Wiretapping. They don't think of voter suppression.
Where's the voter suppression going on? You mean in Congress?
That was the one I had a little problem with.
Where is the voter suppression going on, sweetheart? How about just playing your stupid guitar? Put that stupid bandana on that
get
head
that,
of yours.
Get that E Street band behind
hey,
you.
Get that lunatic from the
Max Weinberg
from Conan show.
Yeah.
The most uptight drummer with a three-piece suit on. The hell wears the three-piece suit when they're drumming, other than that guy? And just play your goddamn music. You have to tell everybody that this is a crappy country and then go out there and expect us to show up and see you? Please.
They don't think of no habeas corpus, no right to a lawyer. Those are things that are anti-American.
Yeah. Where is he? Where does he get his first of all his information from? He sounds like a moron. But where in this country are you brought up on charges and you don't have the right to have a lawyer present?
The only thing I could think of was if he was talking about some, like, Gitmo style stuff, you know?
Ah, not in this country.
Yeah, well,
yeah, and not in, those are terrorists. You know what I'd love to do? This would be great. I'd be all for letting everybody in Guantanamo Bay go if they could tour with Bruce Springsteen for a year. And let him deal with these a-holes.
That'll be his problem.
Bruce Springsteen is an a-hole, all right? we've said it here first. His music is overrated. He is a complete a-hole. And I have firsthand knowledge that he's an a-hole, all right?
Really?
I have a Bruce Springsteen story for you. You can turn that down just a little bit. Is that another station that's coming through?
Yeah, that's our HD2 station.
I was driving limousine at one point in my life, and I was driving Michael Jackson. And we went to an award show. I think it was the American Music Awards. And then right afterwards, everybody went over to A&M Music on La Brea and Sunset, or La Brea and... Yeah, I think it's La Brea and Sunset. And they were going to put together, like, 50 great artists. And that's when they started... That's when they produced the song, We Are the World. You know?
Wow.
We are the world.
Oh, I'm
we
familiar.
Are the children. And you have that song? Yeah, this is it.
Epic.
Yeah, and this was sensational. I mean, 50 of the top artists. And because I drove Michael Jackson, I was allowed to go in. And I got to sit there and watch this thing.
How is this the first time we're hearing this?
Oh, you never heard,
no.
heard this story? Oh, this is so great. Anyway, so I'm sitting there watching, you know, the 50 greatest singers. This is what they put together that night.
When we heed a certain call.
Is that Lionel?
I think it is.
Must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children.
Tina.
We are the ones.
I think it's Michael Jackson.
That's Michael.
It is.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me. Well, send them your heart so they know that someone cares, and their lives will be stronger and free.
God has shown
Willie Nelson.
Us by turning stone to bread, and so we all must lend a helping hand.
Time for the boss.
We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's not give
on our journey.
Right, we'll play the rest of the song at the in the 10 o'clock hour, towards the end of the show, for people who like that song. It's a great song. But here's the people who showed up that night. And again, can we tell the story now, or we got to take a break? We got to take a break? All right, I'm going to come back and tell you why Bruce Springsteen is a complete a-hole. All right? And it happened that night when they were putting together Band Aid, I think it was called. And it was for... Artist for Africa. It was called Band Aid. And Ken Craig put this thing together. I happened to be driving Michael Jackson that night. And I was one of the few limo drivers that, you know, wherever Michael Jackson goes, he always, you know, dragged me into everything. It was great. He was the best guy to ever drive. But when we come back, I'll tell you why Bruce Springsteen, what he did that night, where he lost a lot of respect in the...
community.
In the music community. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're doing the news with Gina Grant. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We went back inside.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Bruce Springsteen thinks that America sucks. And I'll tell you why Bruce Springsteen sucks. All right. Unfortunately, I happened to be there that night that they did the, you know, We Are the World. You know, it was called Band-Aid. And Harry Belafonte originally wanted to put together as a benefit concert featuring black musicians to raise money for Africa. And Ken Cragen, who became president of the organization United Support of Artists for Africa, thought that the American version of Band-Aid would be a better idea. So Ken Cragen is an owner of a professional management and television production company. And some of his clients were Lionel Richie. So he called up Lionel Richie, and Lionel talked to Stevie Wonder, and Stevie Wonder's wife arranged all of this deal. Quincy Jones was there. Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones was the producer. Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie were the songwriters. And, I mean, the people that were there. Dan Aykroyd was there. Harry Belafonte. Lindsey Buckingham. Kim Carne. Ray Charles. Bob Dylan. Sheila E. Bob Geldorf. Hall & Oates, James Ingram, Jackie Jackson, LaToya Jackson, Marlon Jackson, Michael Jackson, Randy Tito, Al Jarreau was there, Waylon Jennings, Billy Joel, Cyndi Lauper, Huey Lewis in the News, Kenny Loggins, Bette Midler, who I worked for about 6 months, one of the great ladies I've ever met, Jeffrey Osborne, Steve Perry, the Pointer Sisters, Lionel Richie. Let's see, who else was there? Smokey Robinson, Kenny Rogers, Diana Ross, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, and they were all sensational, right? And everybody was told to show up to this thing dressed down. Wear sweats. We're going to be there all night. They were going to be there all night. It was going to be from midnight till 7 a.m.
Wow.
And it was right after one of Dick Clark's shows. I think it was the American Music Awards. So everybody filters in like between 11 and midnight, and they don't start until like 2 o'clock. Everyone's, you know, just eating and going over the song and everything. They don't start until about 2:30 or 3 o'clock. And everybody shows up to this thing in basically sweats and, you know, and tennis shoes. Some people just come from the award show, but they threw on a USA for Africa. I mean, Bette Midler, you know, God bless her, showed up in
a schmata.
A schmata, yeah. you have Ray Charles there in just a sports coat. Lionel Richie in like a sweatshirt. Kenny Rogers in a sweatshirt. You know, everybody. And all of a sudden, Bruce Springsteen comes in. And he's got like the, you know, the makeup, the hair, the leather jacket,
no,
the pants, the shoe, the boots and everything. And everyone's like, hey, wait a minute, you didn't get the note there. Everyone's supposed to dress down for this thing. And now you make everybody else look like an a-hole that, you know, you're all dressed up and you got all makeup and you got your hair done for this thing. Everyone makes everyone look like a complete a-hole. Anyway, so I lost a lot of respect for Bruce Springsteen that night.
Because he showed up with pancake.
Yeah, he shows up and, you know, he's just a nut. I just can't stand that guy. I never even liked him when I was younger.
And it's not like he's Michael Jackson or someone you'd expect to come in with a hairdo. It's Bruce Springsteen. He should be a little rugged.
I was so tortured because I went to school in Bowling Green, Ohio, which is about 25 miles south of Toledo. And it was that summer where Bruce Springsteen was really hot.
Yeah.
It's like 1981.
Back pocket with the red handkerchief. Yeah.
And I couldn't stand this guy even back then. I don't know why. But everybody in the dorm was a big fan. I'd hear that music all night long. It's like being in prison and hearing guys screaming all night. I didn't do it! You know, that kind of crap. Where's my mom? Listen to this crap all night long. Well, Bruce Springsteen, you know, if you don't like America, you hate America, you think we're losing all our rights, then get the F out. You got the money. Go to Italy.
Go with Susan.
Go with that Susan Sarandon. Go to Italy. Go to Diamond Bar, the two of you. All right, Gina Grad with the news. What else is going on with that news?
Well, presidential candidate Barack Obama appeared on Meet the Press recently, and he talked with Tom Brokaw to answer some questions regarding his run for the presidency. But when the time came to answer the much-anticipated question of who his running mate would be, Obama assured Brokaw that Americans had other things to worry about than who his running mate is.
Ah.
Yeah, you know, we have other things to worry about.
Here we go. Barack Obama, everybody.
Are you going to wait until the convention?
You know, we will make the announcement when we make the announcement. Let me just not to dodge, because I've already dodged enough. I think what's going to be on people's minds over the next week is going to be what's been on their minds for the last 4 weeks, and that is
the economy.
The state of the economy.
All right, well, there you go. I think he's going to pick that governor of Virginia.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Hillary's going to get shined.
Yeah. Oh, please.
I think he's going to pass on Hill Dog. Hill Dog's flaming out.
And why do people say something when they mean the exact opposite? Not to dodge, but I'm going to go ahead and dodge. Like, I hate when people say that. Not Jesus to say anything Christ. Mean, but I just don't like you.
I like it at the beginning here, and politicians use this all the time, this phrase.
You know, we will make the announcement when we make the announcement.
Hey. Yeah.
Put that in my calendar.
But isn't that always the case?
It's all taken care of. I just got to take care of it.
I'm going to be sitting down to eat dinner when I sit down to eat dinner. What does he think we are?
I know. He's over
it.
Did
you hear that? He's going to make the announcement. Madge, he's going to make that announcement when he makes it. He just said it. I came across on the TV. I saw it there and in the writing on CNN down at the bottom there. He's going to make that announcement when he makes that announcement. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. All right. Barack Obama, everybody. All right. Who else is in the news?
Well,
here?
Someone we all, who's near and dear to our hearts, satellite radio host and self-proclaimed king of all media, Howard Stern, had some harsh words about the Democratic Party. The longtime Democrat has officially accused his former party of being the sole reason that the merger between Sirius and XM keeps getting put on hold.
Wow.
Yes, we have some audio of Howard expounding on these ideas of communism and gangsterism.
Jesus Christ, man. All right, here we go. Howard Stern, a couple of days ago on Sirius Radio.
But I got so crazy over this yesterday, so I called my agent. And my agent, you know, he's a very liberal, Democrat kind of guy.
Oh, yes.
I go, that's it.
You have he to goes, quit the Democratic Party?
He goes, what do you mean? I go, you know what, Don? I voted Republican and I voted Democrat. I have vowed I will never vote for a Democrat again. I don't give a
no matter who they are?
You get you?
No matter who they are. I don't care if God becomes a Democrat. I said I backed Hillary Clinton. I backed Al Gore. I backed John Kerry. I am done with them. And he goes, what happened? I go, the fact that these Democrats on the FCC are communists. They're for communism.
Oh.
They don't want to see companies. This is gangsterism.
Oh, man.
No.
Boy, oh, boy. Hope they would offer communism. I hate to live in a communist country.
Yeah, although they have a great national anthem.
Yeah, the communists. Communism, man. So communism could be back?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
It's the new, it's the new black, as we
All
say.
All right.
It's very trendy.
All right. I hope they're not for it, though. I don't like communism. Yeah. From what I read, it's not that great. All right. Anything else in the news, Gina?
Yes. Well, finally, in movie news, The Dark Knight once again cast its shadow over the competition at the box office,
what?
Reaching the $300 million mark.
Already?
In a record 10 days.
Jesus
10
Christ,
days.
Man.
The latest Batman movie featuring the late Heath Ledger as the Joker took 6 fewer days than the 2006 blockbuster Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, to pull in $300 million.
Wow.
Yes, Step Brothers came in far, far second its opening weekend, followed by Mamma Mia and The X-Files.
Excellent. All right, before we get into this, let me take this call real quick, just in case it's legitimate. Bryant in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I wanted to say I love the show, and I do agree with you. I think Bruce Springsteen is a class A blowhard douchebag. And the reason I'm calling is a friend of mine was actually working on that session, and he had told me about that session years ago.
Right.
And what he said was Bruce was actually at an award show. I'm not sure if it was the Grammys, but he actually left the award show, went straight to the session, drove himself in a pickup. And that's why he was still in the clothes that he was wearing at the show.
I know, but everybody else was at that same award show.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Get out of here. Stop trying to defend that guy. Everybody on that stage was also at that same award show, including Ray Charles and Lionel Richie and the Jackson family. So that's that excuse is BS.
And are you really going to blame Michael for being in his captain's waiter outfit? Because that's Michael, so he gets a pass.
Yeah, he gets a pass because you can't see him in sweats.
No.
All right, did you see Batman?
I did.
And you loved it?
I did.
Good
but,
for you.
It wasn't that simple.
What?
No.
What happened to you?
Somebody
touch you?
No.
Oh.
I was incredibly, deeply, intensely disturbed.
What?
Disturbed over this. I actually, I'm not saying I'm going to talk
about
this. Just
music freaking you?
I'm not into it. I'm pretending like it's not happening. I'm not saying I'm going to, okay. I'm not saying I'm going to talk about this in my therapy session, but it just so happened I booked a therapy session for next week.
Because of this movie?
It stirred something inside me.
What did you feel like when you left?
I was anxious. I was depressed. I was panic stricken. I was deeply disturbed to the point where I didn't have my Bluetooth, so I kept my phone on speaker the whole time next to me, dialing every number I knew of anyone I thought that might be up to tell me a joke, tell me a piece of trivia, tell me about their weekend. Not one person picked up the phone.
Are you married? Wait a minute.
What?
Gina, are you married?
No.
Sweetheart, you got to wait until you're married to pull this out, this rabbit out of the hat. You can't let guys know you're crazy before you get married.
Look, I'm not crazy when I'm not in the movie theater.
I know, but
from movies.
But now guys like, oh, you're married to a guy, you're dating a guy, like, oh, can we take Gina to this movie, or is she gonna
wig?
She's gonna have to book an appointment.
I had a real. I don't know. Have you ever seen
you
Requiem?
You gotta save this for after you're married.
No, this is real. This is me. Have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
No,
I felt like that.
No,
only
I've not
I wanted
seen
to
that.
Vomit slightly more after Requiem for a Dream. But this was, I'm not going to give anything away. But you know how, you know, these comic book movies are. They're dark. They're loud. You know, most of them have to do with anarchy and chaos. And it was deeply, deeply disturbing. And I wouldn't have gone. I don't care. I wasn't even going to see this. But my dear friend's in town, who's basically like my family, and her whole family's in town, which is also like my family. And they took me to the movie. And I thought, this is great. This is, you know, I'm with my family.
I bet they regretted that.
They probably do. Yeah. Because they're movie people. They thought it was the greatest thing in the world, and I'm sitting there shaking in the corner.
Yeah,
like an idiot.
Like, you know, smelling your toes and sweating.
Yeah, exactly. Rocking back and forth and saying my ABCs. And they all go, okay, so we'll see you later. We're going back to the house. Okay, we love you. Bye. I'm driving home frozen in my car with this music going, like, ping-ponging around in between my ears. Randy, stop it.
All right. Does anybody else have this reaction to Batman, or is Gina the exception to everybody else's experience with Batman The Dark Knight?
And I can't even defend myself because I don't want to give anything away. I was just panic-stricken.
All right. Is Gina alone here with the the effect that this has had on her? Or are people flipped out by this movie? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I wasn't planning on seeing this movie until now. I want to see why you were so freaked out by it.
It really, really got me to my core. Like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to shake this movie.
All right, we got to take a break here? All right, let's take a small break and come back and talk to people who are completely freaked out by Batman The Dark Knight. Who the hell is that? Who's freaked out by this movie?
Jesus,
it's a kid's
Christ.
Movie. It's Batman.
It's
pow,
not a kid's
ping. Kick. Wham.
Same Bat Channel.
Yeah, it's that old Batman theme music that I love so much.
Randy, turn this off.
I thought it was just like a cartoon where, you know, they were like Batman. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Gray was freaked out by Batman.
Princess doesn't like that.
The Dark Knight. She nuts or people freaked out by this movie? Let's talk to Steve in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Gina, you are right to be freaked out about this film. It was designed to make you freaked out. You have to understand that the Batman that we've known and loved all this time has been the cutesy, soft-edge Bruce Wayne, who is the savior of the world, that is not the Bruce Wayne that was originally penned in the comic books. He's a fractured soul. He doesn't want to be Batman, but he's going to be Batman, and this is the direction they're taking.
Ah.
So your reaction is normal. It's good because
I guess they also hired the right guy if that's the new direction, because this new Batman's evidently assaulting his own family.
Yes, apparently so. Apparently you can't say bad things to Batman.
Not even the family.
That's right. Even the sister gets one across the chin. It's not right.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. That might be true, Gina. This whole series might freak you out with these
Batmans.
Yeah,
I think I got to jump ship.
Yeah. Allegedly, Christian Bale assaulted his family. Allegedly. Well, he's due back in court. Maybe something happened there. Let's talk to William in Long Beach. You're on 97.1. You freaked out by this movie?
You know, I haven't actually seen the movie yet.
Huh.
But I know that the reason that our Hebrew princess Gina got scared by the movie is because it's designed for that. And the reason why is because it's propaganda.
Ah, all right. Thanks for calling. Shane, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Well, yeah, I completely agree with Gina. I was a huge Batman fan. I still am, from the comics and everything. And the first caller was right. This movie is designed for all the elements that he just said. And, you know, after I saw the movie, I was hyped for it with the weeks leading up to it. When I was watching the movie, I was deeply, deeply disturbed. Now I can't even walk down the streets. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't even stop thinking about this movie. So,
wow. So that sounds like you're flipped out.
Yeah, so that's the effect this movie had on me.
Were you high when you saw it?
No, that's the thing. I was thinking about it, but you know, I wanted to see this movie, so I just went in and tried to take it in. And as soon as you know, Heath Ledger, Aaron Eckhart, you know, they.
Where do you live, Shane?
I live in Chatsworth.
That's where Batman lives.
Well, then, there.
You live up near the caves, the mountains.
Well, you know the. Well, it's right outside of Simi Valley, so yeah, there's a lot of mountains overlooking.
That's where Batman lives.
I'm actually looking at it right now, so yeah, thanks, Tim.
You okay?
Yeah, I actually have a sound clip. I'm obsessed with this movie and obsessed with Heath Ledger right now. So,
are the lights out in your apartment?
Well, actually, yeah, they are.
I'd shut the drapes. You there?
Yeah, I just did.
You want us to keep you on hold?
Just no.
Just in case anything happens?
Well, actually, I think I know the exact part that Gina is talking about that's deeply, deeply disturbing.
What part is that?
Well, actually, have a sound clip of it if you want.
Oh, yeah, you got it?
Yeah. It's right. I think Gina could set this up, actually. It's where Joker has one of the... is holding someone hostage, and he's holding a video camera, and he's acting like a Guantanamo Bay prison guard.
Wow.
That was definitely a part of it, but I don't want to really have any part of, like,
destroying
my name being attached to this.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and play it.
Okay, here we go.
Is Shane all flipped out in Chatsworth over Batman? Not sure how much actual audio of Batman we could play on the air. How does that guy have the audio? Ask him how he has it.
All right.
That's pretty wild. Kevin and Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Tim?
Hey, how you? Guys really flipped out. Lily in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Okay, I was listening to the radio with my son right now. He's 8 years old, and he's like the total opposite of what Gina says. He says, and he doesn't want me to say this, to quote him, but he said it was effing stupid.
What?
Now, if an effing...
Holy smokes.
If an eight-year-old says it's stupid, and it's effing stupid, and he's a big fan of the
oh, yeah.
Batman and all the...
Where's that eight-year-old? Is he still awake?
He's still awake. It's
Let's
summer vacation. Hold on. You want to talk to
Sure, Kevin? But haven't not used that F word.
Hi.
You could just say your first name. What's your first name?
Arturo.
Okay. And hey, Arturo, you thought the movie was stupid, huh?
Yeah, because it looked... It got good, but then it got boring. It wasn't good as it looked like in the previews.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, have you seen any other kids' movies? You seen Kung Fu Panda?
Well, he doesn't want to see Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, you got to see Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah,
great
he's
movie.
A little ahead of his time. We are
evidently
LA people.
He's already a smoking and using the F word.
You know what? By the way, we love to listen to the what the hell is Reverend Jesse Jackson saying?
Oh, Jesse Jackson saying, yeah.
We listen to it every
you're
night.
You're stupid.
I mean, we love to guess.
You listen with your kid, huh?
I do.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. I listen all day long. But
baby, you are the best, Lily.
Okay, thanks a lot for taking my call.
All
bye.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Yeah, every Thursday we do What the Hell Jesse Jackson Say. By the way, this Friday, we're going to have a special guest on Friday. It'll be Frank Kramer here. Frank Kramer here. And Frank will be
Frank
on.
Frank Kramer here.
And Frank will be on, and we're going to be doing a live, what is it called? It's not a telecast. Webcast?
Webcast.
Webcast. A webcast on Friday. So you can tune in and see Frank Kramer here.
Sing it, bitch.
Sing it, bitch. I think he said that to an 8-year-old.
No, he said that to his daughter.
His daughter. Well, I thought it was his daughter's friend he said that
to. No,
he's
playing Guitar Hero with his daughter and his daughter's friend. And he tells his daughter,
sing it, bitch.
That's so great. Oh, what a mess this station is. It's rather fun to listen to. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to them. Tell your men they work for me now. This is my city.
They won't work for the freak.
Why don't we cut you up into little pieces and feed you to your pooches? Hmm? And then we'll see how loyal a hungry dog really is. It's not about money. It's about sending a message.